Joe Fisher joins us on our Ferguson Bath Kitchen and Lighting Gallery hotline. And as a guy who worked in TV a long time, and you know, you've called games for years as well, it's tough sometimes to know what to say or what to show and, yep. and you know, to make those decisions on what's in good taste and what isn't.
Well, you know, where I really get hit with it the most is if you have a player who appears to be seriously injured, how far do you go in your description? Thinking in terms of, you know, imagine if this player has family members who are listening. So you really kind of have to walk a fine line, I think, with how descriptive you are, and also remembering how many times looks can be deceiving. You know, right. You look down and you see somebody who appears to be, you know, for all the world, you know, in serious trouble and really isn't. So that's the scariest thing to me. I remember when we were at Tennessee and having a player seriously injured at the end of a game and what you go through during that process of descriptions and, okay, let's be careful, let's not speculate. You know, let's not, you know, I'm not a doctor and certainly not from 150 yards away. So, but you worry about those situations. And
you always have to kind of have that in the back of your mind, especially doing football, that something like that can happen.
Yeah, you sure do. And, you know, and you watch for little key things, obviously. You learn the trainers and how they do things. And you know, if one trainer goes out there, that's one thing. But if the second trainer comes with a certain bag in their
right.
hand, well,
they bring the red
know,
bag. You know,
now you've got another thing going. Right. And so, you know, we were. I remember when Jared Hawkins was hurt. You know, last year, we sort of, you know, walked that line because it really looked bad for a while. And you know, fortunately, he's going to turn out, you know, to be okay. But yeah, those are moments you kind of worry about before a game. Boy, I hope I don't have to deal with something like that. How would I describe, you know, something like that? And you know, you guys were talking about the eight bells situation. I worked the steeplechase here for a lot of years, and you know, and anybody that thinks that people arbitrarily make decisions on putting horses down just doesn't understand the sport. You know, and not only the sport but the lifestyle. You know, how attached owners and riders and trainers get to these animals, and that's just not a decision that's made out of convenience. And it was one of the hardest things. I remember years ago in the steeplechase course here, before they put in their irrigation system, the course was totally dependent on the weather. And if you were in a drought situation, that course was like running on asphalt. Mm. And they had one particular year where several horses fell, and you know, a couple had to be put down that day. And that prompted them to make the decision they needed to do something to make it as safe as possible. And that's when they put in the entire irrigation system. But there's no worse feeling than being in an event that's so joyous and so looked at as a steeplechase or a derby and having something like that happen.
And, Joe, moving on to the Doors and the baseball team, you know, you can remember a year ago how, you know, what a hot commodity they were, and just, to, you know, with the talent they had, especially with Price on the mound.
Yep.
And you know, going through what they went through, and they still have a chance to host a regional, correct, or something like that.
No, I think they've got a good chance, Frank. Really, depending on how they finish this last couple of weekends of the regular season. But you know, they have an outstanding non-conference one-loss record. They hope to add to that tonight, playing Memphis and Jackson at Pringles Park. They've got a game tomorrow night against Tennessee Tech. They really helped themselves this past weekend with that three-game sweep of Tennessee. And now if they finish strong, you know, if you go to the SEC tournament in the top four, top five seeds, you really have an outstanding chance to host a regional. And the other factor that comes into play, I believe, is we hosted our first one last year, and it was, except for the way it turned out, it was a raging success. Everybody, you know, just raved about how well it went and all the factors that go into that. So I think we have a great opportunity to host again, and certainly we'll make every effort to do so. The bid process is a big part of that, and Vanderbilt will make every attempt to be sure and try to host again.
So with Memphis, did you say, hey, we'll meet you halfway?
Yeah, I think that's what we did. You know, we looked, and that was the best place to do it, the easiest way to do it, and get to play in a really nice park. I'm looking forward to it. I've never been in the park.
I've driven by it. It looks
really
nice.
A thousand times, uh-huh. That's right. So I'm really looking forward to that. 7:05. Tonight, and hopefully the Commodores. I think Drew Hayes is going to get the start. Memphis is one of those teams. Their record is not very good. They've lost 12 one-run games this year.
That's tough.
I mean, imagine you turn that around and you're a top 25 team all of a sudden.
Do you get a couple free cans of Cheez-Ums or sour cream and onion?
I'm hoping to stop by the plant up there, you know, maybe get, you know, a couple of, you know, cans to bring home.
They say all the Pringles in the whole world are made there,
right? Made right there. I believe that's correct, yeah. So that'll be nice.
Sounds good. Joe, talk to you later.
See you guys.